Do thoughts of strategic planning, succession planning, and organizational development make you see red? Actually, that's a good thing, because Associated Industries is proud to announce that Red and Associates is joining our family, which means enhanced business and consulting services for all of our members. It's just the latest step in our mission to help every aspect of your business. Associated Industries, for the challenges you see, and the ones you don't, and the ones that make you see red. Find out more at AIIN.com.
Welcome to Real Estate Radio with your host, Ken Sachs. This show is created for you, the consumer. Our goal is to empower you with information and education, thereby giving you the tools needed to make informed decisions when it comes to real estate needs.
Well, greetings once again, listeners. I am Ken Sachs. I'm your host. You are listening to Real Estate Radio here with Spokane Talks Online. We are talking about something, we're going to be talking about something that's very timely right now. Now, of course, it's timely at the at this point in time where we are recording this show. May not be so timely depending on when you're listening to it, but this is something that's really, really important. It's something that I know I end up explaining constantly, especially this time of year. When I say this time of year, this is October right now, folks, and this is with sellers who either are going to be selling and they're now going to wait until the spring to list their home, or they are currently on the market and they're going to take their home off the market during the winter and put it back on the market in spring. And I know this is not just a Spokane, Washington thing. This is something that exists across the country. And when you ask sellers or prospective sellers why they want to subscribe to this type of mentality or thought process, it's always, well, nobody buys during the winter, or that's what my friend told me. And so that's the position they take. But we're going to examine that. And my guests today are Penny Carver and Robin Morrow. Both are brokers with Keller Williams here in Spokane. Ladies, hello, and thank you for being here.
Hello.
So first, let's start off just with simple introductions. Penny, why don't you tell us about yourself?
I've been in real estate for 8 years. I work with buyers and sellers. Have a small group. Robin and I work together helping buyers. We love working with buyers and sellers.
Absolutely.
Exciting to get a new buyer into their first home, get settled in, and watch them grow their family.
Good, good, good. Now, have you ever heard anybody say this type of strategy to you? Oh, let's wait until spring.
All the time.
Or let's take it off the market and put it back on in spring.
All the time.
Yeah, it happens all the time.
I know.
So we need to talk about that. Robin, first, let's hear about you.
Well, I am relatively new to real estate. This is my first year, and I joined with Penny here, and we're with the Spokane Real Estate Group.
Okay.
And so far, I'm loving what I do, work with buyers and sellers, and I have definitely, even in these early stages of my career, heard people talk about wait till spring.
Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
Why? I mean, I gave my reasoning why people say this, but why? What do you guys have to say about that? Why are we hearing this? Why do consumers say this?
I hear them telling me that nothing sells during the winter. You know, they're going to take it off and wait until spring when, you know, everybody's out there buying. On the flip side of that, so what I found is that buyers are actually out there and more motivated to buy in the winter because they have to move for one reason or another. In fact, I had one of my clients that just had told me, isn't it funny? We bought the house from you in the winter. We're selling it in the winter and buying again in the winter.
Oh, but Penny, nobody buys in the winter.
I know. I know.
Yeah, it's fascinating. And, you know, what I tell agents and what I tell my clients, who is out looking at homes in the winter? Who would do that?
People who have to buy.
People who have to buy a home. Yeah. You are almost qualifying somebody by the very nature of them being out looking at the inventory and looking at homes. You're absolutely right. So that's the question. So should we list now or wait, or should we take our house off the market? First thing we had to talk about, we kind of already got into it, is who looks at homes in the winter? Robin, you had a fascinating statistic when we were talking about this show. Going back to the statistic I'm referring to, who's buying homes in the winter?
Well, people who want to make a move because they have to, like we talked about, mm-hmm. a lot of times it's corporate moves.
Yeah. Tell us about that.
January is often the biggest month for corporate transfers. And you get people who come out and they are on a short timeline. They search for homes, they look for them fast, and they want to put an offer in now.
Yeah, you know, sellers, did you hear that? That January is the biggest transfer month for corporations. Now, let me ask you guys. So, all right, I've got a corporate buyer. How many homes are we going to look at? How many weeks are we going to be looking at homes? Are we going to be out looking at 40, 50 homes over a month and a half? How quickly do they pull the trigger?
So if we're looking at what their needs and wants are in that home,
sure.
we can show 5 homes, 6 homes, and we're writing a contract.
Right, and that's what I'm getting at. These corporate buyers, they pull the trigger. So sellers, how fantastic would that be? I mean, they're moving, they're qualified, and they're out there looking, and this is during the winter.
Right. They're not tire kickers.
No, they're not tire kickers. So we've got the corporate transferees looking at homes. Let's think about, I was sharing with you my example. You know, we moved up here from Southern California in 2003, and we were looking in Spokane. We were looking all over the country, but we were looking in Spokane probably for about a year. We kept coming up here. Now, when do you think we could get away from our jobs and come up and look at homes 2 states away?
Holiday break.
During the holidays. So sellers, let's not forget about that. We still have a very large number of buyers coming in from out of state. And so please understand that so oftentimes these buyers, the only time they can get away from their day jobs and their real life from whatever state they're coming from is during the holidays, during breaks, right?
Right.
So we're not really thinking about that much, sellers. So that's another reason to have your house on the market. Now, what about competition? Explain how that works.
Well, let's back up okay. just a second. Another reason during the holidays to have your house on the market is because it presents so much
better. Oh, talk about that.
So you've got it decorated for Christmas. It smells so good. And all those lights are on. And it's just a great first impression for a buyer to walk in. They're ready to make that decision now.
And it smells so good, but it legitimately smells so good.
Yes.
Right? Because what if you walk into a house, you know, any other time of year, and you have this aroma of anything, ginger, pine trees, what's all those
vanilla,
Christmas things
all
I can't think of, poinsettia, do they smell? I don't know.
No.
But, you know, all the holiday type aromas, if you walk into a house any other time of year and you smell these aromas as though they were intentionally placed there, what are you thinking?
What are they hiding?
What are you guys covering up? But you don't think that during the holidays.
No.
That belongs there. So that's another great reason. Should we talk about competition?
Sure.
Okay, let's talk about competition. What happens with competition?
Well, because most sellers feel like they are going to take their home off the market and put it back on the spring, there's less competition in the winter. So it's a perfect time to get the house sold. And actually, you could probably get more money because there's less competition at that time. So you don't have a lot of competing.
You're almost creating a seller's market.
Yes.
Absolutely.
By staying listed during the winter.
You're there yes. to fill that void.
And because it's such low inventory, we're already at a low inventory. Then the sellers that remove their homes, now we are really creating a seller's market, very strong seller's market.
That's right. So while I may want my competing properties to go off the market, I don't want my sellers to take their homes off the market. Because when in selling a house, price all depends upon your competition. So say coming into October, I have, let's say, 14 competing properties. And now we roll into the holiday season. And, well, because nobody buys during the winter, so we're going to take our house off the market. Yeah, that's okay. You're not my seller. You'll want to do that. And now my seller is left with now four competing properties. Might my seller have a much better chance to sell their house? Not only sell their house, but for asking or for more money for asking price?
And maybe multiple offers.
And maybe multiple offers. Mm-hmm. So think about that, sellers. When you stay on the market during the holidays, you are going from, say, a market with excess inventory or more inventory, and now staying on in the holidays, now you've eliminated, because those sellers have removed their homes from the market, you've eliminated so much of your competition. What a great position to be in. So why are you taking your house off the market?
Crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, didn't you say, Penny, when we were talking that somebody, was it a seller that had their house listed with somebody else, or somebody said their realtor? What was that story?
It was an expired listing that I had called, and they said their realtor told
expired
them.
Expired listing, meaning the seller didn't die.
No, they're not expired. The seller just took it off the market for the winter.
The listing period had expired, folks.
Yes.
The seller didn't die. Okay, so the listing came off the market, so it's no longer listed. You called that previous seller, mm-hmm. and tell us what was said. What did they say?
They said that they were going to put the house back on the market in the spring, mm-hmm. And I asked why, and they said, well, their realtor told them that that nobody buys a house in the winter and they should just take it off the market.
No, nobody buys a house in the winter. In fact, before we roll into our break, I printed some stats here before coming to the studio. Folks, let's talk about this briefly here. Nobody buys during the winter. So what I did, I went back to December 2014 and January 2015. So last December 2014, closed sales. This is in Spokane. Now, this is only single-family homes on less than 1 acre, so there are more than that. But just speaking with single-family homes on less than 1 acre, December 2014, 507 homes closed. Oh, wait, but nobody buys during December. 507 closed, and that was a 5.6% increase over the previous December. So if they closed in December, it's safe to assume the majority of them were written in November. So they were out looking for homes in November and went under contract in November, closing in December. And in January 2015, we had 343 homes sell. So those 343 homes, and that was a 20.8%, almost a 21% increase in closed sales from the previous January. So if they closed in January, when were they out looking and going under contract?
Over the holidays,
folks. So you tell me that homes do not sell during the winter. We're going to roll into our break here, our 1 minute break. You're listening to Real Estate Radio and Ken Sachs. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SpokaneTalksOnline.com, Spokane and North Idaho's business and community talk station.
If you need a sign, banner, or business cards for your business, who do you call? Hi, this is Kent Adams.
And Tom MacArthur from Business Talks. Kent and I call Instant Sign Factory for our signs, banners, business cards, and more.
Dave at Instant Sign Factory is our go-to guy for printing, and he always does excellent work for us.
Check them out online. They've got an all-new website, InstantSignFactory.com.
Tell them Kent and Tom from Business Talks sent you. Instant Sign Factory.
Hi, this is Kent Adams, co-host of Business Talks. I'd like to introduce you to a couple of friends, Lisa and Alan Gwaltney of Window World. I've known Lisa and Alan for a number of years and know them to be honest and caring folks. They take pride in their windows, sliding doors, and blinds. So when it comes to your home, call them direct at 509-456-5880. That's Window World of Spokane and Coeur d'Alene. And if you tell them Kent sent me, they'll give you 5% off a 5-window installation. Call them today at 456-5880.
Here's a simple way to stay connected on the go. Join KHQ on Facebook and Twitter and be a part of the conversation. Just like KHQ Local News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter before your next stop. Experience why more people follow KHQ Local News than any other station in the Inland Northwest. Be the first to know about breaking news, weather, and all the stories creating a social media swirl. Sign up, sound off, stay connected. KHQ Local News, right now.
Welcome back. I am your host, Ken Sachs. You are listening to Real Estate Radio. We are talking about to list or not list, to stay on the market or to not stay on the market as we are approaching the holidays, because nobody buys during the holidays. So why would I keep my house on the market? I'm going to put it on the market in spring because that's when people are out buying. But sellers, don't forget, everybody else is putting their house on the market in spring. Why do we want to be in such a competitive environment when we're looking to win and sell? My guests, Penny Carver and Robin Morrow, excuse me, Robin, both with Keller Williams, brokers for Keller Williams. Their team is Spokane Real Estate Group. You can reach Penny anytime at 509-939-6009. Robin, you may reach her at 509-818-5600. So continuing on with our conversation, we shared stats about how many homes last December sold, how many homes last January sold, both good numbers, almost 400 and over 500. About two, three more things I wanted to talk about here as far as why you should leave your house on the market in the winter or why list during the winter if you're ready to sell. Interest rates. Now, if you're listening to the show, you know, 4 years from now, maybe this won't apply. But right now, it truly does still apply. Penny, Robin, what do you mean when we talk about interest rates? Why would that incentivize me as a seller to leave my house or put my house on the market now into the holiday season?
Because you're going to be buying, and so you'll be buying now with where we know the interest rates are and what interest rates you can get. We don't know what they're going to be next year.
Right. So it's safe to assume, sellers, that when you sell your house, you'll buy another house. I mean, unless you're, you know, like my in-laws who last count, they're in Florida in their fifth wheel. yeah. But other than my in-laws, you're going to be buying a house. So you'll go from a seller to a buyer. And if you're buying a house and you're getting a loan, those interest rates are so important. In fact, we had Chris Jacobs with Movement Mortgage on past show talking about interest rates and purchase power. So I always ask the question, okay, interest rates. So do you think they're going to go up or down?
Up.
They're going to go up, right? I mean, otherwise, what are we waiting for? Well, let's wait for rates to become zero. I'm waiting for them to become zero.
Well, you got a long wait.
They're not going to become zero. The odds are, folks, and I think we can all agree, that they're going to go up. So knowing and feeling that interest rates are going to go up, as they go up, the amount of home we can buy goes down. So while we may be looking at, let's say, a $250,000 house, if we get a quarter or half a percentage point increase in rates, we are now looking at $220,000. How would you feel about that, Mr. and Mrs. Seller, who are going to be buyers? Those are always the questions I ask. So interest rates, we have very attractive interest rates still today. And I like this one. Again, being a seller, I sell during the holiday season. What's it going to be like now as I put my buyer hat on? Am I going to have a wide selection of available properties? What's the inventory going to be like as we're coming out of the holidays? I'm closing escrow on my house because I stayed on the market because I listened to Penny and I listened to Robin. I did what they said. And now I'm a buyer. What kind of inventory are we going to be looking at now?
In everybody's home going back on the market, you are going to have first dibs with a plentiful spring inventory without a doubt.
What do you think about that? So now we can take advantage of this flawed strategy that sellers use to wait until spring to list. And now that I'm a buyer, because again, I sold my house during the winter because I listened to Penny and Robin, I have a wide selection of homes to choose from because all these sellers waited until spring and I'm right here ready to choose the house I want. And if inventory is higher now, there's almost an artificial shift in that market from a seller's market with low inventory to higher inventory. That's shifting towards a buyer's market.
So the seller wins, and as the buyer, he wins too. Win-win for both sides.
So that's a win-win for the same party. Sellers, you're winning selling during the holidays, and you're winning buying during spring. Isn't that fantastic?
That's
and
so
you
perfect.
As the knowledgeable realtor win because you have a very happy client who capitalized times two. Love it. Love it. Love it. Anything else? We have a few minutes left before we kind of roll into kind of a fun thing here. Anything else we want to talk about with those sellers who wanted to, who think they should wait? You know, sellers, always ask yourself, why? Is it because somebody told you? Okay, then who told you? And what's their background knowledge? What do they do for a living that makes them qualified to give you that type of advice? Because so often we, all three of us here as working realtors, have to compete and answer questions that are coming from not our client, but somebody that was at a football party or a backyard barbecue that they had the previous weekend who said, no, don't do what Ken or Penny or Robin are telling you. Even though they're full-time, they do it every day. They've been doing it for years. Do what I'm saying because I sold a house 24 years ago. This is how we did it. And I know what I'm talking about. Really?
Great point. And so here's the flip side. Look at who you're getting information from.
Yes.
And they may have sold a house years ago. And how would they know what the market is today? So call a professional like us.
Yes.
And let us help you.
Absolutely. Understand, we do this every day. We have a pulse on all of the indicators regarding the market. Okay, we're going to shift gears here because this is going to be fun. And we have about 7 minutes left. It's like the bonus round. Okay. See, and we should have used different names here because now you've been out. Everybody knows your name now. So if any of your clients are listening, sorry. those tough seller conversations, we were talking about things that we either have a hard time telling our sellers or we don't tell them because it's so uncomfortable. Well, we don't have any sellers sitting in front of us right now. What are those things that you wish and we wish we could just have frank, open conversations with that would so help a seller, but because this is an emotional business, we're not sure how they're going to receive it. We both, Penny, you and I at the same time, I was thinking of a house, and I know you were thinking of a house when we said the word smells. What do you mean, smells?
So sometimes there's animals, so there's cats or dogs,
and they pee,
and they do, and so living in the house, you may not be aware. Buyers coming in are aware, and it's pretty strong, and
it's like that phenomenon. You walk into any place, and there's this strong odor. Well, after 20 minutes, your nose gets tired of telling your brain it stinks. You don't smell it anymore. I was at the dump this weekend. It was brutal. But I'm looking at everybody working there. I doubt they really smell it anymore. So sellers, you live there. You no longer smell it. But when somebody walks in, it's like getting hit in the face with a 2x4. Yeah. So you have to be able to listen to your realtor. And we as realtors have to be able to have these conversations and understand, especially cats, you know, they're peeing. It smells.
Yes.
And it's going to present a problem in selling your house. So smells. Even, hey, sellers, try this. Don't wait for the realtor to tell you about it. Ask the realtor. Hey, you just walked into my house. Get right away. First impressions. I'm serious. I want to sell. I want to talk about smells. Tell me everything you experienced walking in. You have to have that conversation. Clutter. Love it. Let's talk about clutter.
Yeah. So it's the day the photographer arrives. You try to put delicately to the client that they may want to remove some of the excess items in the home. They bulk. Oh my gosh, I can't take Johnny off the wall.
Right.
You know, there's just so much. And that is really awkward sometimes.
Yeah, and we have to understand, sellers, that you want that house to look like the people who are walking in, you want it to look like their house, not your house. So all those pictures, all the little knickknacks, when I sold my mom's house, I could not get her to agree that the house was cluttered. It was so cluttered. I said, Mom, I do this every day. It's not cluttered. It's not cluttered. All the feedback from all the agents, Ken, what's up? It's so cluttered. I'm like, here's my mother's phone number. Just call her and tell her that. So clutter. You got to get rid of the clutter. Staging. What did we have to say about staging?
Less is best.
Less?
Less is best.
Less is best, right? We want to see the house and the features of the house and not all your stuff.
Well, and you never get a second chance to make a first impression, so let's stage it just a little bit, and we can sometimes use what you have. Let's just make the best first impression we can.
Yeah, that's great, and we have we had a stager on this show a while ago talking about staging a house. So staging, oh boy, okay, price.
Oh, big one.
Okay, why is that? What's the conversation with price? Well, I paid this much money for my house, so I want to sell it for this. Or I need this much to move to where I'm going, my destination city, so I need to sell it for this. Who cares?
Yeah, and buyers don't care.
Yeah, the market doesn't care.
It's all about what benefits they have or what it has that is going to meet all of their needs and what they feel the value of that home is going to be.
Yeah, and that can be a really, really tough conversation. In fact, one thing I like to do, you know, sellers will say, well, can't we just try? Well, depending on how aggressive you want to be, yes, you can. It may just not be with me. But if you can get them to agree to, okay, let's try this, and if it's still in the realm of what's reasonable, and then we'll lower it in 2 weeks, I'll have my sellers sign an agreement right there to lower it. So that in 2 weeks, I can just lower it. I don't have to then call them back and have that conversation again because they'll have amnesia. And, I never said that. No, I'm not going to lower that. So price is very delicate, and we know that's a huge thing to sell.
It's all about price. And here's the thing. So the first couple of weeks is going to be the most traffic. You don't want to miss that buyer because you're overpriced.
Best time to sell is right when you list your house, absolutely. And if you are overpriced too much, the person who ultimately is going to buy your house isn't even going to see your house because they're looking at homes that are appropriately priced where your house should be. The last thing here is we wrap up with about 30 seconds left, lingering. And I think I go back to my now father-in-law when I was selling their house before they went on the road. There seems to be a certain age group that likes to linger. They're nosy. They want to see who's in the house. And, oh, my gosh, they even want to engage in conversation. Let me tell you all about the house. No.
No.
No. Get out of there. Go disappear. We do not want you having any communication with the other agent, the other buyers. A good agent is going to start pulling information out of you, maybe find out what your motivation is, maybe find out what your low point is, and they will use that against you.
You take our negotiating skills that we have away from us, so please.
Great point. Okay, my guests today have been Penny Carver and Robin Morrow with Keller Williams, both brokers with Keller Williams. Their team, Spokane Real Estate Group, the website is...
SpokaneRealEstateGroup.net.
SpokaneRealEstateGroup.net. You can see all homes listed by all companies in Spokane. I am Ken Sachs. Thank you for listening to Real Estate Radio, and we'll see you next time.
Real Estate Radio is produced in Spokane, Washington by SpokaneTalksOnline.com, which is solely responsible for its content. Ask Ken a question, recommend a guest, and hear this program again online anytime at SpokaneTalksOnline.com. We wish you a great day.
The stories and photos on the pages of Nostalgia Magazine show glimpses of life in the Inland Northwest from years gone by. From home life, school days, and the workplace, you can relive a style of life that we all loved and cherished. Call today to subscribe, 443-3678, or visit us online at nostalgiamagazine.net. Nostalgia Magazine. Ageless stories, ageless photos.